It's 7 degrees outside. It's 150 degrees inside. This is the pilot episode of Sauna Sessions with Not Hid. This is Not Hid, or the artist formerly known as Hideous. I don't know how well this audio is going to come out. I'm recording live from inside my sauna at my family's place. It is January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota, recording a podcast for the very first time. The reason I wanted to do this is, one, podcasts have been the primary form of entertainment for me since probably 2012. And two, with killing off the name Hideous and shedding some more light into my personal life, I decided this would be a good opportunity to finally make a podcast. And the way I thought most comfortable was in a sauna. It is now 156 degrees, but some of you might not have known, I am part Finnish. Something that's huge in the Finnish community is taking a sauna, and I was fortunate enough to grow up having one. So my whole life at my place or at my grandparents or at my other relatives, we just sit in the sauna. Some of them were heated by wood stoves that were built by my grandpa. The one I'm in now is in the basement of my family's home. And it's something that's been a part of my life, and I didn't really realize what anxiety was until I went off to college and didn't live with a sauna. We usually would end a day sitting in here. Me, my dad, my brothers, or my grandpa, or my uncles, depending on where we were. And it was just a nice way to end the day. I don't think people think of how comfortable it can be sitting in 120 plus degree heat. Just sweating, but it's a great way for relieving stress. And like I said, I didn't realize I was an anxious person until I had to live without one. So any chance I get when I come back home, I love to sit in here, and it's a great time to catch up with my family, my dad, my little brother, my older brother when I get the chance to see him. But with this podcast, I just want to talk a little more about, I guess, what it is that's on my mind. Stuff that might be too long for an Instagram post, or just a little too much reading. I think it's an easier medium. I was wanting a little bit of water. If you aren't familiar with a sauna, that splashing noise is me throwing water on the heated rocks. Some people do dry saunas or infrared ones. I've done a dry one, didn't really like it. I don't even know if you're supposed to technically throw water on this, but that's how I've done it my whole life, and that's what I'm gonna continue to do. But like I said, it is 7 degrees outside, feels like negative two. I've been waiting to get in here the entire day to record this. I was hoping my little brother was gonna be over here so we could talk to him. He lives in St. Paul. He's 19, about to turn 20 in a week. But I was hanging out with my mom earlier, then hung out with my nephew and my older sister, then my grandpa. I got to hang out with my dad as well before he hopped on a flight to go to Canada. It would have been nice getting him in here too, because the opinions of my dad and myself differ so greatly, and I think part of the reason why I am the way I am is because of my dad, and I guess I see all the negative traits of both my parents and try to do my best to outgrow those or understand myself better to not be like that. And neither of them are like bad people, but growing up in little areas and working certain jobs your entire life, being around certain types of people your whole life, I guess in some ways they're just old fashioned, which I don't blame them. It's probably common with a bunch of people's parents, but one thing that he's always been great at bringing us together is just sitting in here, mostly dogging on each other for who can't handle the heat or who uses water first to cool off. I'm past that now. When I get too hot, I get too hot, and I'll just use water. I don't care if I'm looked at as being weak. I haven't been in saunas in regularly in a long time. It gets hot quick. It's now 165 degrees in here. I'm in the cities until Wednesday. Tomorrow, I do my second draw club at Clutch Brewing, which I'm super excited about and happy that they're willing to have me back. And the whole way that started was I taught a class at the Unglued summer camp, and one person that took my spray painting class or street art class, whatever you want to call it, was the one that got me connected with this brewing company, which is actually halfway between my mom and my dad's place. And it's right outside of an artist loft that used to be a brewery that I was actually thinking about living in before I moved back to Fargo in 2014 to focus on art and street art, like full time outside of my day job. So I'm super excited about that. Now when I come down here, instead of trying to plan things with people spread out all across the metro area, I like found a way where I can hold draw club the same nights I usually do, Tuesday nights, but then it's an opportunity for my friends and my family to all come to this one place, and meeting new people is always huge with draw club. That's one of my favorite things about it, is seeing new people connect. But instead of trying to figure out how I'm gonna get to St. Louis Park, to Eagan, to North Minneapolis, to South Minneapolis, to North St. Paul, downtown St. Paul, everywhere, instead of figuring that out now, I've been able to host a draw club in St. Paul, which I know isn't the most convenient, but for all the people on the west side of the metro, but it makes it a lot easier than it had been in the past. I got to see my old roommate from, two of my old roommates from Fargo, one most recent, and then the other one, I hadn't seen him in probably 3 years. I got to see both of them. I got to see my homie from camp that got me connected with the brewery. My mom, my niece, my great niece. I have a great niece who I met the first time at Draw Club. She's the youngest Draw Clubber to date. It's gonna be tough seeing someone pass that up. I don't know who else is gonna bring a kid to this and risk getting markers all over their face or whatever. But I guess that'll lead me to talk about Draw Club itself. And I don't have anything planned for what I'm going to speak about. I'm just going to speak as it comes to me. And after I listen to this, I'll figure out a better format, or I guess a more structured way to go about it. Hopefully you can even hear this. I don't know. It's a pretty small sauna. I mean, it's like 8x8 probably. But I got to keep my phone low enough that it doesn't get too hot or get moisture on it. But the reason, or the way Draw Club started was when I first moved back to Fargo in 2014 and decided to focus on art. I decided it was time to give up a lot of the stuff I was doing before there, where it felt like the only thing to do was to go out. I didn't really have any hobbies because I was a college wrestler in Moorhead. Once that was done and all my like athlete friends and stuff were moving away, I figured moving back there was a great time to focus on making art because it's something that I love. It's something that helped me out of a dark place. Same with podcasts, just listening to different people's perspectives and other people's opinions and stuff. It really helped me look at my situation a lot more objectively. And focusing on art and giving up old hobbies of just like going out and partying. I'd be at my place and I had two roommates at the time. And I used to just put a big sheet of paper on our coffee table and we just sit around and like, yeah, some of them might be getting ready to go out or whatever, but we just like sit around our coffee table and just bullshit with each other and listen to music. And we draw, we paint, just really whatever. And then we do that a bunch of times where other people could come, just add whatever you wanted, do that, end up with these. I have to plan that water filling better. We ended up with these huge collages from either just a night, depending on how long it was or how many people were there, to like a couple weeks filling up these big sheets of paper with just all these different styles of art, all different content. People move back and forth, add to other people's things. Some stuff would be completely covered up. Surprisingly, there's only like one dick drawn on it. And the dude that made that, he was a dick. He should have been kicked out of the house immediately. No one liked him. But doing that was just a fun way of, I don't know, letting everyone get out of their head. And I don't think they really realized what they were doing in the moment, but focusing on art full-time is what I used to get out of my head, because I'd constantly overthink. I was constantly down all the time after getting out of a bad ending to a relationship. I just felt so guilty and didn't know what to do, but making art helped. And when I really decided to just stick with making art is when I found the most benefit of it, because it was relieving, it was therapeutic, and I didn't need to be on any substances or anything like that to go through it and like reap the benefit of it. I feel like I can kind of see that in other people. And I'm not even saying that that's all it's for. Obviously, I'm not a therapist or a psychologist or anything. I just like to share with how it benefited me, or the positive light I saw in it. But one reason I went with the name Hideous was it was me getting out all the bad, negative thoughts and energy I had. Which is why my content matter was like where it was at. It was just like showing insecurities and things I felt I was inadequate about, and just like the ugly side of the way my brain was thinking. And it was never ugly towards like anyone else. It was always a very self-deprecating thing, because I felt so guilty about ruining a relationship, which I touch base on in my 3x3 art show, which, if you aren't familiar, was the summer solstice of 2019. I built a 3x3 foot box inside of it. It was pages from sketchbooks. Hold on, my grandpa's calling me. What?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to my mom's today.
my grandpa checking on me. He wanted to know if I was all right. I don't know if he heard me talking to myself or if I've just been down here that long. How long has it been? Okay, I'm back. I guess this is a two-part pilot episode. My grandpa came. The sauna's in the basement, and my grandpa was sitting upstairs. But he was asking if I was all right. I don't know if he could hear me talking to myself from up there, or if I'd just been down here long enough. It's been 15 minutes now, but I was getting sweat all over my phone when I came back to record, so I accidentally hit end, but then I got all nervous. I feel like I'm down here doing something bad, but I really just don't want to have to explain that. Hey, I'm doing a solo podcast in the sauna. Because I had to explain what that is and say, oh, I'm recording myself talking to myself to let other people hear me. I guess this was, he'd probably say, well, why don't you just call someone up on the phone? Yeah, I go, well, because it's in case people want to hear it elsewhere. And he'd probably say, well, what do they want to hear that for? That's probably the same thing my dad would say, too. I'd say, well, I don't know. They might not want to hear it. I'd be like, well, what are you doing it for? I'd say, I just always wanted to. I don't think I don't have a great answer for you. I don't have an easy way to explain podcasts or why people listen to them. Although I did listen to a podcast with my dad once. We drove from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, to St. Paul, which was I don't even remember how long it was, like 16 hours or 20 hours or something like that. And I got him into listening to the Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz, and it was great because I was finally at the age where I don't have to be worried about what it is I'm listening to. And he could judge it all he wanted, but I was like, hey, we gotta drive this long distance. I'm gonna listen to what I'd be listening to anyways, whether you're here or not. Luckily, Joey talks really low, so a lot of times my dad couldn't even hear what he was saying, but it was fun to get to sit there and just listen to the ridiculousness of one man's life with my dad, talking about acid or doing coke or just the wild life of a road comic. But yeah, that was a nice drive. It was, I think we just both did 8 hours each. But yeah, I think I listened to a podcast almost the entire way back. The temp is, that one was hot. The temp is 165. Ah, hurts to breathe in because it's so hot. I got my eyes shut. Top of my head is tingling. I haven't used any water yet, by the way. I've been in here now, I don't know how long. At least 15 minutes without using water. I forgot to bring water in here to drink. That was foolish of me. When I was younger, my brother and I would just see who could stay in here the longest, which is, that was always a lot of fun. We'd drive my dad out pretty early, make fun of him as he left. And then, I guess we'd basically see who could be more stubborn and stay in the longest, which it'd be like, I think 45 minutes to like an hour, but that was a lot of fun just listening to music. All the CDs we got for a penny. The hundreds of CDs we got for a penny that my dad eventually had to pay for. Playing music on our 3-disc or 5-disc changer at the time. For the ones that don't know, I'm years old. But Yeah, it was always a lot of fun to just sit and bullshit or whatever. Or even just sitting in silence because, one, we're either too tired or it's too hot or we just have nothing to talk about. With being home now, I want to keep trying to get a hopefully monthly, if not bi-monthly, drop club going in the cities. And hopefully get to record one of these, or a couple, every time I'm down. Maybe start releasing them like bi-monthly or something. I don't know yet. This idea just randomly came to me in this last week. So I decided I'll make an Instagram post about it saying Sauna Sessions coming soon. Sauna Sessions podcast coming soon. Just to hold myself somewhat accountable. And just getting it out there. I'm getting good feedback. The post had some decent reception, which I guess I really wasn't even thinking it would at all. I gotta sit down lower. It's too hot. It is, it's like 164 degrees now, but like I said, I don't need water to drink. I don't really want to run upstairs and grab any either. I could drink right from the faucet right here, but I don't know if I'm gonna do that or not. Shit, I'm pretty tired. Still plan to make stickers tonight too. I didn't get a chance to the last 2 days. I missed my train Saturday. It was supposed to leave at 2 a.m. I didn't leave till 7:30 a.m. As I ran outside to catch it, it had just gone out of my sight. Which is heartbreaking. I know they get delayed easy in the winter, but I laid down and forgot to set an alarm and didn't wake up until my friend was calling me saying, "Hey, the train is here, let's go." We both missed it, but came down the next day, so I slept like shit that night waiting for it. Slept like shit the whole next day in preparation for staying up late again. Saw it was delayed a bit after. It was delayed to like 3 a.m. the next night, so I went to sleep from like 11:30 till 2:30 to see it was delayed again, so I tried to sleep a little bit longer. It finally didn't show up till 5 a.m. Got to the cities at 10 a.m. Mostly slept all day yesterday. I watched football with my mom, which I didn't realize she was a football fan at all, but it was funny watching her get into it. I don't follow football at all, but through where I work and having TVs on like SportsCenter, there's sports channels all day, I know enough of what's going on to make somewhat intelligent conversation about it, although how much intelligent conversation can there be with pro football? But I got to watch that with her, which was fun. And I took like 4 naps yesterday. Didn't get up. Stayed up till 2 a.m. watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then didn't get up till 8. Then did everything I talked about in part 1. But I think I need to get water. My heart rate is elevated. And I don't want to keep sweating forever once I get out of here. So I'm going to try cooling down now. And my phone's, I got to charge it. But I hope y'all enjoyed this pilot. Hopefully this audio ain't shit. I'm going to have to listen to it tomorrow. But if you enjoyed it, cool. If not, can't hate a man for trying. But I'll be back with you guys in the near future from Not Hid. Peace.